have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. I hope you had an amazing Easter yesterday. Whatever Easter means to you, I hope it was an amazing whatever meaning and whatever you did. We had an amazing Easter fellowship yesterday. I love those fellowships. I always have them. They're like, I learned a lot. From others, as I'm teaching, I'm being taught. It's crazy how that is. It's like being in a classroom. Anyway, you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Am I no biblical question right now? What the? None came to me right now. What the? We'll see what happens. But no biblical question. We dealt with last week's biblical question in fellowship yesterday. If you were not there, you can... Or you didn't catch it live, you can watch it by podcasting Yesterday Fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church, all right? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing and where you are. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. You could be listening to the show. You could podcast the shows, but you could be listening on your iPhone, iPad, working out, fighting to get the illegal aliens back into the country, killing your unborn children, the man's unborn children in the womb. Whatever you're doing, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So we take all calls, but Mondays As some of you may know, the new listeners, first-time listeners might not be aware, we take all calls, but Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
It's a spiritual battle, folks. I want you to know that. For those who want to know and who want to overcome the battle, you can win this battle. And not you, but the spirit of truth within you. It will fight your battle for you. I was, sometimes, every blue moon, I go to this event. And at this event, I run into different families and different people, men and women, children. I run into people there. I don't know a lot of people there, but I run into people there. And sometimes I see some of the same people at this event. It's a fun event, somewhat, but I run into the same people there. Not always. A lot of new people. And yesterday, well, recently, I won't say yesterday, but recently, I was at this event, and I ran into some of the same people I hadn't seen for years, but a few of the same people I hadn't seen for years. And there's one person there that they come with their family and all that. Praise the Lord. Lift up holy hands and blah, blah, blah. And this one person who happened to be a guy, he was there with his family. And this person, if you met him and got to hang out and know him and talk to him or whatever, you would think, because we're always thinking, not realizing every thought is a lie. All thoughts are all lies all the time. But you know how it's so easy to create impression about people and you don't even know them. Someone can do like a nice thing for you. Let's say you're at a party. And you're thirsty. And someone notices you're thirsty and they bring you a cup of water or something. And right away you're like, oh, that person, they so nice. You already make a conclusion in impression of that person. You call them nice just because they brought you a glass of water. Not realizing that could be one of the evil, nastiest people you ever want to meet, but you call them nice. They gave you some water. And right away, your mind created an impression of that person. False impression, but you think it's real. They said good morning to me. Oh, they're so they're so nice. They said good morning. When inwardly, they were thinking something else about you. But you saw them a nice person. And this person seemed to be, if you talk to them, you would think they are one of the nicest person you ever meet. So over the years, I run into them. I listen, talk and hear things. And over the years, I've noticed that there was something odd about this person. Yet they seem so nice. But there was something odd. So I didn't judge. I just wait and see and let time go by. I didn't make a conclusive decision. And then I ran into these people again. And I realized in conversation with this guy, his family was there and everything, that though he seemed so nice and friendly and loving and just Praise the Lord. In reality, he's one of the most jealous, gossipy, revengeful person I want to meet. But you wouldn't know that right off the bat because they seem so nice, and you'll make a decision because they say nice things and do nice things, what seem to be nice things, and you like, they so nice. But if you pay attention, without judgment, they are not as nice as they pretend. And so I reflected. I was like, that's interesting. And I reflected over other times I've seen these people, right? And I've noticed that I've never heard this person say anything nice about anyone who seems to have more than they have or seem to be doing a little better than they are in life and blah, blah, blah. They have always put the person down. They think that what they have is, but they think they are this. They think this is it. Everyone, man or woman, I've never heard this guy say anything kind about a person who seemed to be doing better or have more than him. Really. And it's kind of been occurring to me off and on, but I just allowed it to occur. And I realized this is an evil person. And this person cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted. Really. But if you met them, your first impression would be you can trust this person all the way home to Calvary. Because your first impression is coming from your imaginary mind. And thoughts are being made for you. Decisions are being made for you. And you think you make the decision about this person. But this person, honestly, is an evil person. Nasty, vicious, gossipy, and jealous. But you wouldn't know that offhand. Unless you just really paid it. You were working on yourself and you paid attention. Human nature. Really, I'm not just saying this. Right? In the Bible, in the word, it's called human nature. Christ said, I would change your human nature. Human nature is evil. We call it, sometimes I say human nature, but not you, your false nature, your false self, your ego, your whatever you want to call it, your ego, your thoughts and emotions. But it all ends up to mean your human nature. It must change. It is evil to the core. And it can put on whatever act it needs to deceive you. Really. It's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing to me. It's amazing in so many ways for me. First of all, I'm black and slow, and I couldn't make this up myself. Secondly, I can never see these things on my own. You have to want to see the truth. And the truth will come if you open yourself up to the truth. Man or woman, no matter what color, what money, where you live, you open yourself up to the truth will come. That's so interesting to me. The truth will come. And the truth will take over, just as the lie has done all your life, when you agree with it. The truth will take over and it will guide your path. And it will reveal reality to you. It is your protector. Most people don't believe that the truth will protect them on the earth. They don't believe that at all because they don't believe in God. They don't believe in the truth. But I saw this and I've been kind of seeing it. But at first, I would, like, pass it off as kind of a joke. I thought they were playing around, but they ain't playing. They are not playing. And so I saw him, you know, and I noticed that, and I was like, wow, that's so interesting. But you can overcome human nature. You must be born again. In the Bible, it's called born again. It's called you must die from the ego nature. And for those who don't know, because I realize most people don't even know what the ego is. I've been hearing about the ego for a while now, and I didn't even understand the depths of what ego meant until the last 30 years or so. The ego is, and without a doubt, I want you to know it for those who are working on themselves. The ego is your thoughts, the good and the bad, your feelings, the good and the bad, your false desires, your loneliness, your suicidal thoughts, your desperation, your anxiety, your jealousy, your envy, your strife, your revenge, your wanting to be like someone else and not just be yourself, just be you, your everything. All those things are ego. And the ego nature of human beings, all human beings, not just one or not just some, all, you can die from it. In order to have a life, you got to give up a life. And the life you got to give up is the false life, the false self, the ego self. And I promise you, you'll have real life, and it's amazing. It's so amazing, I can't find words for it. But you got to give it up if you want it. Other than that, your life, you're living a dying life. You're dead. You're not alive. You're dead. You're dead, and you call it death life. Your eyes are open. Barely breathing. But you're dead. And you're not going to have real life, real energy, real love until you die from the fake self. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. It's going to blow your mind when you start doing this. And everyone that wants it can have it. Everyone that wants it can have it. It's so much I can say about this. But it was so interesting. Interesting in that you would not think of a person that seems so nice and just so nice as evil. But as you watch and you observe without opinion, you will see it. And once you see it, you're protected from it. Otherwise, you're not protected from it because you can't see it. This particular person, you think they're so nice, and you'll befriend them and everything, and they'll destroy you. It was amazing to see. It wasn't like real amazing to see it because I've been getting, there were signs. For a while now, there have been signs. You know how when you're in a marriage and either the woman is beating the man because women beat men more, so the man beat women, or the man beating the woman, when they first, after the honeymoon, and they beat one another. But then whoever get a beat say, oh, they didn't mean it. They'll be better. They'll get better. And then time go by, it only get worse. And what happened, you missed the signs. There were signs that it wasn't going to get better. But you, in your ego, the ego told you, oh, they're going to get better. They're not going to do it again. Don't worry. You listen to the ego telling you that, and you omit the signs. There are always signs, but you omit the signs. I saw this true story of a woman got married. This man and woman got married. And in the beginning, there was such a lovely couple going out for lunch and dinner and to bars and just having fun. And then at some point, you know how it's going to change. You can bank on it. Ain't nothing you can do to make it stay the same. It's going to change from good, which is what you're calling good, but it's bad, to bad. And so the guy started displaying, like, when they would be out, if somebody walked in front of him or someone said something, the guy would show signs of anger. And the woman would see the signs in the beginning, but she would kind of, oh, he'll be better tomorrow. No big deal. And she missed the signs. But there were always signs. And she missed them by listening to the thought telling her it's going to get better. He's just like that right now. It'll get better. And long story short, 3 or 4 years longer into the marriage, the guy put out a life insurance on her of $300,000 to $400,000 or something like that. And the guy set the house on fire. She had a baby. They eventually had a baby. And the guy set the house on fire, and he set her up in the bedroom and set the house on fire and tried to kill her. She was fortunate enough to get out all burned everywhere, but she later found out that he set the house on fire to get the insurance. But before that, he had beat her. He had just treated her awfully and just bad things. There were signs along the way, but she omitted the signs. He went to prison and died in prison or something like that. But there are signs. Just like when you overcome the ego, there are signs along the way. Really, there are signs on the way to overcome it. There are signs. Just like in relationships and everything, there are always signs. But you omit the signs. A lot of relationships that end in anger and violence and jealousy and strife, they don't have to be, but you omit the signs. Pay attention to the signs and don't let the devil, don't let the imagination, ego tell you it's not what you see. It'll get better. Women has it bad now. Well, they have for a while. They think they can fix the man. They can make him better. Oh, when I get with him, I'm making a man out of him. And they miss the signs and they end up getting beat up or whatever. So there are signs on this path to overcome the ego. And there are signs along the way of getting deeper into the ego. Pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to yourself. Anyway, just a little lesson that I learned and I realized. It was so amazing because this person, you wouldn't automatically think that this person is jealous and evil and revengeful. And that they would never say something about someone behind their back. You would never think this about that person. But there are signs. It's so crazy. But I understand it. You must die. There's a kingdom of heaven within us. You don't have to live your whole life in the darkness outside the kingdom. Go into the kingdom. You're welcome into the kingdom. All who want to be into the kingdom of heaven right here on earth, you could be there right now. Really, you really can. It's up to you. The Pope, he dead. The Pope expired, according to the reports. I guess yesterday or Monday morning. This Pope was a mess. Not only was he ticked, he was a liberal. The Pope was for open borders and everything. I'm like, what kind of Pope is this? But the Pope is dead. I wish him well. May his soul rest in peace. The Pope. Fox News has reported that Pope Francis, Bishop of Rome, as Supreme Pontiff of the Catholic Church. Why he got so many names? That sounds like Pastor, Bishop, Reverend. You know how some of these preachers have so many different titles? Pastor, Bishop, Evangelist, Doctor. Why so many names? Why can't they just say Pope Francis if they got to call him a name? But anyway, Pope Francis, Bishop of Rome, and Supreme Pontiff, whatever that means. The Pope didn't look supreme to me, a liberal. What's the? Of the Catholic Church, who worked to instill progressive influences in the global church while maintaining unity with conservative amidst years of turmoil, died Monday morning. Watch this from Fox News.
And this is a Fox News alert. I'm Ashley Strohmeyer live from New York. Somber news from the Vatican, especially following Easter Sunday, with word of Pope Francis has died. The 88-year-old pontiff had been hospitalized since February 14th when he was admitted to Rome's hospital after a week-long bout of bronchitis got worse. Later, it was revealed he suffered from double pneumonia. Yesterday, things did take a turn for the worse, with the Vatican saying Pope Francis was in critical condition after suffering a long asthmatic respiratory crisis. Pope Francis was born in Buenos Aires on December 17, 1936. He was a pontiff of the people. He was known for blessing the poor and denying himself some of the luxuries bestowed on popes ahead of him. And then in March of 2013, he was elected the 226th Pope of the Roman Catholic Church.
May the Pope's soul rest in peace. What does the Pope do? I don't quite, and really, I would like to understand from a Catholic person who knows what the Pope does. What does the Pope do other than ride around and shaking hands and laying hands on folks and nothing happens? What does the Pope do? What's the purpose of a pope? And is it true? And I mentioned this yesterday in fellowship. Because I've heard about this before, but I heard it more recently. Is it true that under the Pope's house, over there in wherever the Pope house is, where's the Pope house? That big house he live in? Rome. Over there in Rome, I think that's the big house. When my master say he's sick, I said, yes, Master. We said, we used to have to go over to the big house, up to the big house on the hill when the white man came, was coming in for the summer. You know, white people, they come to the big house from the city to the countryside to go deer hunting and fishing, and we had to clean up the big house for them. So we had to go cut the grass. The women had to clean up and take the sheets off the furniture. You get the food all ready, and the white man just got it made. And when they come by, we're like, yes, Master. But anyway, what does the Pope do? Does he have a job? What does he do other than ride around and lay hands on folks and if you touch him, he go like this? Really, what does the Pope do? May his soul rest in peace. Really, the Pope is gone. Are they going to get another Pope? What's the purpose of the Pope? And under the Pope house, are there like a whole bunch of old books and documents that we don't know about that could possibly help us? I heard that. I don't know if it's true. Back in a moment, 888-7753-773. Quick break. May the Pope rest in peace. He did. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job, and then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Welcome back, 888-775-3773. The one thing and I'm not talking about physical effects. You know how people can hurt you physically? You get ran over walking across the road or whatever, right? But I want you to know that, as I mentioned yesterday in the fellowship, nothing bad, and I'm talking about psychologically, emotionally, and all that. Nothing bad has ever happened to you. Ever. Really. But that's, watch the yesterday fellowship, you'll see. Nothing bad has ever happened to you. And you alone, as an adult, are responsible for you. Quick announcement. The, Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. And I mean, running for the Lord. Everybody asks what the matter with Joel Friday TV? He's saved, sanctified, and running for the Lord. Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, on fire. And then the one, the only, other than Donald Trump, energy given to him by God. It's not even on loan. It's given to him. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Flying high, not off pot, not off fentanyl, but natural energy. Did you know that there is a natural energy that is out of this world that we're supposed to live by? There is really a natural energy, and it is mind-blowing. Really, it really is. I'm not making it up. If you stay with it, you'll start to see that. But the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time, and then a brand-new episode of the Punchy TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Watch this. Oh, we don't have it yet? Oh, okay. I've been told we don't have it. We'll come back to that. Punchy TV every Monday at 12 noon. I mean, at 2 p.m., not 12. 2 p.m., a brand new episode of Punchy TV. The teaser's not ready yet. We'll get it for you. My bad. My bad. It was my bad. We normally have it ready on Monday, but it's coming. And the last but not least, check out our merch. Oh, Lord. The merch is through the roof. And you can't find it anywhere but JesseLeePeterson.com/store or JesseLeePeterson.com/shop. Cough amazing t-shirts and when she cries, she lying t-shirt. And what the? A man with anger, a man or woman, is a murderer. When she cries, she lying. Mugs and the coffee is through the roof. I have my own coffee. Punchy's coffee. I can hear grandma and dad up in the heaven right now. Punchy guy, who would have thought, Lord, Punchy, you got your own coffee? RebuildingTheMan.com/store or JesseLeePeterson.com/shop. They both get you there, all right? And I want to go to Gail out of Pennsylvania. Gail, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Gail, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
There's two things. First, I want to make a comment. Well, ask you a question about the incident that happened to you yesterday. Was the man black or white?
He was black.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what I have found with the years I've been here is the problem with us black folks is that we don't know how to unite. We always backstab. We always backbite. We're always jealous. And every female friend that I ever had, has always been a problem. So I decided that I'm not going to deal with black folks, period, because I've been around and I've seen a lot. And we are just doomed and always have been because of the jealousy. It's always been a problem. Most of the time, I don't even watch black shows on TV because it's always that darkness. They're always doing things to harm somebody else. And, you know, we know that has been going on for centuries.
And so why is that? Because when I was growing up, I'm sure you found evil in some people, of course, because evil has always been around, but why it wasn't as prevalent as it is today? Why is it so prevalent today that black people, not all, but most are so evil and nasty?
Well, that's because at one point in time, because of Jim Crow and because of segregation, we had to unite. We had to be together. But then after segregation ended and, you know, we were free to go this place and that place and the other place, we no longer respected each other. That's the problem. That's been the problem ever since then. And we always have to feel like we are better. One black person is better than the other black person.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's what's going on nowadays. And then with LBJ taking the man out of the home has caused an even greater problem. That's another issue. That's why the family is broken down. Because the man is not in the home. The daughters, granddaughters are going around half naked. And they got a polluted mouth and a bad attitude.
And so when you tell other blacks this, how do they, your family members and others, how do they respond to it?
They respond to it like, well, my family members don't particularly respond to it that way, because I always taught them, I'm your mother, and you're going to have to respect me. But see, the thing about it is that parents nowadays are trying to be their children's friend.
Yeah.
You can't be your child's friend. You're their mother. You're their father.
What the?
You know?
Yeah. What a mess.
It is, and it's always been that way. And like I said, I don't have no friends because I'm not a god.
Do you believe
I don't
that,
have?
Do you believe that blacks are cursed?
No.
Because there are lightness all around the world.
Well, I think because I'm black.
She black.
Yeah. The difference, I think, is that. Maybe because I've been around white people, and maybe because I understand that I can't go around saying that they prejudice, they don't like me. I went through prejudice, okay? When I went to school, we integrated school in 1963. That was in September, August, and then Candy got killed in November. Okay. There were some issues there. Okay. I was attacked in the bathroom by a white girl.
Did you beat her?
Huh?
Did you get beat up by a white girl or did you beat her?
I got kicked.
By a white girl?
I got kicked. Yeah.
And did you defend yourself?
I was too terrified.
You were afraid of a white girl? Beta.
Because.
Beta.
So, her father was the sheriff of the town.
Oh. How old are you by chance?
I don't give out my age.
Oh, so about 80?
Not quite that old. Remember I said I integrated school in 1963.
Oh, so you are 76.
I won't give my actual age.
Okay.
But
and so when you die, what are we going to put on your gravesite, man, if you don't tell us?
I want Psalms 23 on my gravesite. I repeat that every day.
Oh. I had an aunt, her name was Nettie, and she died recently, real recently. She expired.
Oh, sorry.
And we never knew her age. And she'd been around forever. And I no one ever knew Nettie's age. And finally she died a couple weeks ago and found out she was 99 years old. I'm like, what the?
Wow.
They found her age, so I guess we got to wait till you die to find out how old you are. <I'm> like, oh.
So, yeah.
So,
yeah,
I got to go. I can't play no more.
Huh?
I got to go. I can't play no more.
Okay.
You want to ask me something about obeying your man?
Yeah. I want to know about the fact that I want to understand how is the man supposed to cover the woman?
What is the natural and the real way for it to be is that the woman is responsible for her own salvation, meaning that she is responsible for overcoming her fallen state, overcoming the imagination, the emotions, the anger, the fear. It's her job to return to the Father. And it's the man's job is for him to return to the Father. And then once the man returned to the Father, born again of the Father, he will become a man, not a playman, a real deal man. And it won't be, and the woman, when she returned to the Father, she will know a real man, and it won't be based on what he has or don't have or where he live or doesn't live or anything. She will know a real man, and she will love him for that reason, because he is a real man, a man. And because she has returned to the Father, and she is in her proper state of being. She loved what's right with all her heart, all her soul, and all her might. She loved the truth. She loved God. And as a result of that, she would recognize a real man, and she would naturally follow that without even effort. It would be her natural state of being. But and so that's what it means to obey a man, obey your husband, or obey any man, when you will know it's a real man when you see him.
Okay.
All women are looking, are naturally attracted to real men, not fake men, not men that want to cater to them or need them, love them, and all that mess. They are naturally attracted to a real man.
Right. And it's hard to see one nowadays.
Yes.
They're very far and few and in between.
Because they, men do not return to the Father. They get deeper into the woman. They spend a lifetime trying to figure out the woman, how they should treat a woman, and what they should do for a woman, and how they should be around. It's so dumb. It's the dumbest thing I ever seen. And when the law, the rule is, seek first what is right, seek first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added. But the men are spending a lifetime trying to figure out the woman. That's all they ever talk about.
Right.
And the women hate them because they never can figure it out. What a mess.
I think that depends on the woman.
Yeah.
The type of woman that she is.
Those women who are working on themselves, and I know a bunch of them now who are truly working on themselves, they are now seeking what's right. They're not looking for a man. And they're not yearning for a man. They're yearning for what is right, and their lives are starting to change. And if God wants them to have a man in their lives, they know already that he will put one there. If not, it's not meant to be. You put what's right first, everything else will work out for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
It's good talking to you.
Okay.
And don't forget to let me know how old you are before you die.
All right. Have a good day, Jesse.
You too. Bye now. 888-7753-773. 888-77-Jesse. Let me go to Lawrence, and a first-time call out of Tennessee. Lawrence, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Let's see. How are you?
All is well, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. It's great to talk to you.
You too, Lawrence.
I just want to say both towards my community, white people,
Lawrence,
and your own.
You went out for a minute. Come back. Would you repeat what you said?
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Awesome. I just want to say thank you for helping both my community and your own, black people and white people. Thank you for speaking, plain speaking, truth to power towards guilty white people who need to hear from someone like yourself that they're being gaslit. And thank you for preaching empathy and accountability towards my people, to your own people. And especially thank you for countering a lot of the propaganda and hatred towards a lot of good older Southerners like my pop-pop, who you actually remind me quite a bit of in your plain spokenness and in your manners. And just speaking and not giving a damn what anyone else thinks of it. So, appreciate you.
Well, we got to put the truth out there, man, because things are getting worse between the races. And I know for a fact it's not supposed to be that way. It's not necessary. If each person took control of their own lives, the war would end right away. There's no reason for black people hating whites or white people mad at the blacks and all that mess. It's unnecessary, but the people just won't pay attention. They're listening to their false leaders, and their false leaders are misguiding them.
Yes, And I want my people to wake up, but I want it to be out of love for themselves.
Absolutely.
You know, not hatred of others. And you help a lot with that. So thank you.
And when you tell them the truth, how do they respond to you?
With a lot of horror. I think, you know, the guilt is laid on so thick and so early in life and academia and really every fabric of society, even a lot of the, you know, especially a lot of churches that people are going to, they're preaching a very political narrative. So it's like they think that loving themselves is evil, you know?
What a mess. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to be able to love anyone else.
Exactly.
Well, I appreciate that, Lawrence. Thank you, man, and call me again.
Will do, Jesse. You have a good one.
You too, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Raul says, stay with it. It'll be amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Raul.
Stay with it.
Super Dave says, with the diamond, Scott Adams is based and right. He is a prophet.
Yeah, Scott Adams is amazing. I love talking to him on the show. He is amazing. Thank you.
Coffee Talk with Sandra with a diamond. Happy Friday.
From Sandra?
Yep.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Border Hopper 1985. Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be friends?
I seen you around for a long, long time. I remember when you drank my wine. Why can't we be friends? The color of your skin don't matter to me. As long as we can live in harmony. Why can't we be friends? La, 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 la. I don't know how the song goes exactly, but I remember it from your song, from the old school radio show.
Why can't we be friends?
Waves of Gray.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
And he says, la, 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 la. How does the la, la, la part go?
I don't remember.
Nice. Thank you, Border Hopper.
I
1985.
Wanted to, but I can't right now.
Me too.
Thank you, though.
Thank you. Very fun. For the people waking up, thanks to Bond. Thanks, hands, heart, and strong arm from Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, and thanks for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Lin Yen Chin says, daily reminder, use your nose for breathing, and you might awaken correct sense of syntax and a correct sense of phonic structure. It is audible folly, misuse, compounding of suffix, i.e. dangers, suffixes.
Amazing. Thank you. I remember my producer, Sean, you can tell us to
breathe through your nose.
When you go to bed at night, breathe through your nose and not your mouth. Remember that?
Yeah.
He was really heavy on the breathing thing.
Right.
And he also think the earth is flat. I rest my case. Shout out to Sean. He's probably out hunting right now.
Indeed.
Or building a house somewhere. Amazing. Thank you.
Paola gave a happy Black Friday star.
Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest later, guys.
Let me take a quick break. Two more hours to go. Back in a moment to your phone calls and super chats. Hate news and not the fake news is coming right now. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
It's been 30 years since the Oklahoma City bombing. Remember that thing? Wow, 30 years ago. I guess that was 1995 as of this past Saturday. And rest in peace, as you heard, Pope Francis, gone too soon at the tender age of 88 years old. Years young. And Pete Hegseth, you can find him on Signal. Hit him up. He may hit back and tell you about some imminent attacks. That's what they're acting like. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, April 21st. Everybody loves Mondays. It's Female Monday, 2025 AD. There is one line open. You can call in. You can call in right now. Or you call in right now during Hake News on Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls and more super chats and some great stories. Saturday was the 30th anniversary, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, of the Oklahoma City bombing. The attack on the Alfred P. Murrah, M-U-R-R-A-H, building claimed the lives of at least 168 people, including 19 children, and it was the deadliest act of domestic terrorism in the United States history. Domestic terrorism, that is. Among the victims was Secret Service agent Alan Wicher, W-H-I-C-H-E-R, who once worked on Bill Clinton's detail. During a remembrance ceremony over the weekend, the former president, Bill Clinton, he shared a touching story about that agent and called for Americans to unite. So maybe he supports Trump now. Bill Clinton, think so? Could be. And Pope Francis, the first non-European pontiff. That's right, he was South American. No longer South American. He's in heaven or somewhere. In first non-European pontiff in nearly 1,300 years. And, well, actually, he's European by descent, though, quite clearly, right? One of the oldest popes in church history, he has died, the Vatican has announced. He was the tender age of 88 years old, born in Buenos Aires. That's Argentina or somewhere? I forget. Pope Francis was 16 when he decided to become a priest. He entered the seminary after 3 years, began training to become a Jesuit. I've heard of Jesuits from some of you guys, a religious order known for their missionary work. At 36, he was appointed head of the Jesuit order in Argentina. Francis became the first, and he wasn't known as Francis back then, right? I don't think so. First Latin American pontiff in 2013 after Pope Benedict the 16th, XVI, yeah, 16th, resigned. Benedict remained as Pope Emeritus until his death at 95 in 2022. Unlike his predecessor, who was admired by conservatives for railing against secular trends, Francis sought to modernize the church. As a believer in humility, he eschewed the opulence of the office, meaning he rejected the opulence of the office, according to Commie Nonsense Network. This is a glowing review of his life, I guess, and turned down the opportunity to move into the luxurious papal apartments. Francis also championed the poor, migrants, meaning illegals, and the environment. He took on a more compassionate approach to the divorced and gay Catholics. His efforts, particularly concerning so-called same-sex relationships and how to tackle the scourge of sexual abuse scandals, faced unprecedented resistance from supposed ultra-conservatives. Last month, meanwhile, among the living, a national security scandal involving Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, they're calling it a scandal, and other top officials rocked the Trump administration, the unshakable Trump administration. Those officials were caught discussing a U.S. military attack on the Houthis in Yemen in a group chat on Signal. A conversation inadvertently included that journalist, scum of the earth, despite sharing supposedly highly confidential and likely classified information on a commercially available app with a member of the media. None of those involved were punished for their actions. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
My bad. It's my fault. What the? I'm stunned how fast that time goes by. My bad. It wasn't a computer. Me and being late starting up. It wasn't employees. It was me. It was plain old me. What the? Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. What the second hour? You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. No biblical question right now. Oh, nothing. I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord to give me one or somebody to say something that's interesting. I'm like, what the? Like right now, I want to know what's under the Pope's house in Rome. Is it true they have a whole bunch of books there from years ago? And they're keeping them hidden there and won't let us see them. Is that true or not? But anyway, you can get involved by, I said that, if you're out and about and running around, you can podcast the shows. But you can also listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And you can podcast, as I said. No matter where you are, you could be out there kissing the Pope hand, whatever you're doing. Are they going to get a new Pope? And will he be conservative or liberal? Ooh, what would happen if they got a woman Pope? It'll be over there. What would happen if they elected, I think they elect these people. Will they get a female Pope? And will they call a Pope she? I'm just saying. But anyway, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, every Monday. And we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. That's true. That is so true. You got to unlearn everything if you want to be free. Forget about all that you've been taught. And start out with a clear mind if you want to be free. So, before I go back to the phone, I want to show you a situation that's the darndest situation I've ever seen in all my boom days. This is dumb. This is a side of psychopath. This is a side of delusion. This is a sign of pure insanity, and it made no sense. Really. You got to be out of your mind to think and react this way. You got to be totally crazy. Grandpa tell me about the good old days. I have never seen anything so nutty, and I've seen some nutty things, but I've never seen anything so silly and as this right here, really, what I'm about to show you. So some of you know a couple women went down to Magic Mountain, and they got on the tallest ride at Magic Mountain. They have these rides. I haven't gone there in a long time, but when I was there last, they had this ride. It would take you way up in the air in the sky, and you're like going up really slow and going up and going up, and then it just drop, and you're back on Earth. These females took a Magic Mountain ride. That's all it was. It was just a quick Magic Mountain ride. They let them in front of the line, and they went up on this ride, and they came back down at the blinking of an eye, and you would think that they saw God. They act like they saw God. They went so far up, and they were gone for so long, they saw God at Magic Mountain. And their reaction to it is pure evil and insane. This is why women need men to be right. For those who are lost and not really looking for God themselves. But these women are sick. This is mental illness. They need to open up the crazy house and let these women in real fast. Watch out if you see them coming. I want to show you, really, this is delusional. I can't even find a better word. This is pure delusional. This is insane. This is crazy. So Katy Perry and a couple other females went up in a, they didn't even go past the cloud, I don't think. At least Magic Mountain ride takes you a little bit above the cloud. And they went up in a ship and came back so fast, we didn't know they were gone. But listen to them. They saw God, and they're of love now. They're on cloud 9. This is from X. Katy Perry, who was one of the females that went up, said her short trip to space made her connection to her divine feminine. What was she like before she went up there? If she messed up like this now, here's Katy Perry realizing, here's what Katy Perry realized during her trip up in space. Watch this from X.
It is the highest high, and it is surrender to the unknown, trust, and this whole journey is not just about going to space. It's the training, it's the team, it's the whole thing. I couldn't recommend this experience more. This is like up there with all the, you know, different tools that I've learned in my life, from meditation to the Hoffman process. This is up there because what you're doing is you're like really finding the love for yourself, because you got to trust in yourself on this journey. And then you're feeling the love when you come down, for sure. And you're feeling that strength. So I feel really connected to that strong divine feminine right now.
What is she talking about? Really? I need a joint to understand what she's talking about. Everything she said is dumb, and it made no sense at all. Zero sense. Who is Katy Perry? What's one of her songs?
I can't remember. How's Fireworks go again? Fireworks land on the sky. Dun, 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 dun. Right?
Dun, dun, dun. That's not helping.
Okay.
Your singing's not well.
Oh, okay, my bad.
But, I sing, let me hear, Eye of the Tiger. Darren,
that's the one. You know that one.
How did it go?
You had it better than me just now.
How?
Eye of the Tiger.
Well, she need to go back into the eyes of the tiger. She lost her mind.
Oh, because you're hot, then you're cold. You're, yeah, there you go. Bada bing. You're in, then you're out.
Oh,
you're
up, then you're down. Okay. Taylor Perry has lost her total mind. Somebody better lock this girl up before it's too late. Really? Oh, what she said about this little ride at Magic Mountain is dumb. She got all that from a 3-minute ride. I don't even know if it lasted that long. And she got feminism divine now. What is that? If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. This is just Katy Perry and all the little women, females that went up on that ride. Hey, that it was nothing. Come on now. She also said she hoped the world can learn a lesson on unity and that you can never truly know how loved you are until the day you launch. Watch this.
I hope they can see the unity that we modeled and replicate that and understand that we weren't just taking up space, we were making space for the future. For me, like Gail said, this wasn't a ride. Wasn't a destination. It was a journey, and it was a supernatural one. And my journey has always been about love and belonging. And I think that we have all felt that sometimes we weren't worthy or we didn't belong. And in certain ways, no matter all the accolades, no matter all the studying, no matter anything. And I think today we all said it, like, we belong here. Mm-hmm. I think that you'll never know the amount of love that you have inside of you to give and to receive until the day you launch, because you're leaving all the love behind and you're surrendering and you're hoping that you get another chance to love them again. And so when you come back down, you're like, oh, I get another chance and I'm going to do it.
Oh, my God. Now I'm crying. Okay.
And so you want women in charge, right? So did they go up on PCP or something? Did they take some acid before they went up? That sounded like an acid trip. I remember once I was at a party, and somebody said, "Hey Jesse, you want some windowpane?" I didn't know what windowpane was, but I'm at the party. And they gave me a little windowpane. It was on a little thin piece of paper. And you put it on your tongue and melt. It melts on your tongue. And you feel like you go up in a rocket and you feel all love. You feel like, just love. Everything is fine. But then you start, after a while, you start seeing the rocks as they move like snakes and frogs, fake rocks in the grass there. It was a trip. That's all that was taking a pair of these women to it. Well, they all acid. Come on, be honest. That sounds like an acid trip. Really. I think that was an acid trip. Somebody need to ask Gail and Keenan and whomever else went with them. Well, y'all on acid trip, be honest, because that sounds like an acid trip. Ain't no way in the world they took a 3-minute ride right up there and come back and all that. They on cloud nine. Somebody need to shake these women. They're having a delusion. They're having a nightmare. I don't even understand what she's talking about. It doesn't even make sense. And Lord, poor Gail. Oprah friend. That's Oprah friend. Gail. Poor Gail. What Gail doing up in the state? She kind of old. I think if you're old, you go up on a trip, your blood pressure go up. Or down. What Gail doing up there? Poor Gail. Gail, Oprah friend. This is from X. Gail King lashed out at critics, calling her spaceship a ride. It was a ride, Gail. Come on. Just say, you know, that's a nice ride. It was fun. But she lashed out at people calling her trip a ride, compared herself to an astronaut, Alan Shepard, and suggesting misogynist and behind the term. Watch this from X.
Please don't call it a ride. That is not a friggin' ride. Whenever a man goes up,
it was a ride.
You have never said to an astronaut, boy, what a ride. You know, we duplicated the same trajectory that Alan Shepard did back in the day, pretty much.
No one called
that a ride. It was called a flight. It was called a journey. Because a ride implies that it's something frivolous or something that's lighthearted. There was nothing frivolous about what we did.
Yes, it was.
And the machine that we were on and what it took for the people to get that machine up and running, to get us up and get us back down safely. So, you know, I'm very disappointed and very saddened by it. And I also say this. The what it's doing to inspire other women and young girls, please don't ignore that. I've had so many women and young girls reach out to me, and men too, by the way, men too, that say, wow, I never thought I could do that, but I see you doing it at this stage of my life. Who would have thunk it? Not me. And how inspired they are.
So they didn't know they could go to Magic Mountain? What the? Yeah. I know a spaceship when it goes up, and I know a ride. That was a ride, Gail. Now you can dilute yourself as much as you want. But that was a ride, Gail. And you can give all the respect to the roller coaster engineer as much as you want. The roller coaster engineer got to know what they're doing in case you get stuck up there, right? So, right on, roller coaster engineer. But, Gail, that was a ride. You didn't go to space. You didn't see Jesus. And that was a ride. And those other girls that told you they want to do it, too, all they're saying to you, Gail, they want to go up on the roller coaster, too. It looks exciting. Poor Gail. Isn't she too old to be going up there anyway? Or she have a heart attack or something? That wasn't an Elon Musk ride, Gail. That was a ride, Gail. Nothing more, nothing less. You went to Magic Mountain and thought you was in outer space. You saw 75-year-old women going up to Magic Mountain? Nick. Are you typing me that?
Tell me what? I saw some older lady going up Magic Mountain. Some older woman.
I didn't know Gail was 75.
No, not Gail. I don't know how old Gail is, personally.
Oh, this is some other.
Correct.
Some other 75-year-old woman at Magic Mountain.
Something around that age. Yeah, it was something like up there.
Here's a comparison of the trajectory of the SpaceX Falcon 9 booster, that's Elon Musk, returning to Earth, and the trajectory of the Blue Origin New Shepard. What is it?
Yeah, you see here on the left, the little trajectory is the Blue Origin, the Magic Mountain.
That's what Taylor Perry and this woman was on.
Correct.
Gail.
Correct. If you see that dotted line, it indicates the Kármán line, which is what they say is the boundary of space, where space begins and our atmosphere ends, about 100 kilometers away from the ground. And they get right up to the edge of that. The SpaceX Falcon, however, on the other hand, has a much more complicated trajectory. You can see it goes up. It splits into another part that goes up higher, and then the booster loops back and lands.
That's Elon.
Correct.
I rest my case. Right on, Lord, poor Gail. And this Taylor Perry, what? Her trip. If ever we needed you, Lord, We need to know. Tell Gail and tell Perry, Tyler Perry, whatever her name is. What's her name? Katy Perry. Tell them they went on a ride. It was a quick magic mountain trip. All right? Just so they can come back to reality. One other quick thing that I get to your calls. Talk about black entitlement has to end. If this doesn't give you an example and proof that black entitlement needs to end, I don't know what will. Really. It's getting bad. Society is degenerating like 90 going north. It's bad. And it's getting worse. And it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth. But the hell is inside human beings. And there are, what do you call that when you put out what's in you?
When you project.
Projection. The hell you see on earth is being projected through human nature, human beings. Human beings are evil to the core. There's no love and nothing good in human nature. Nothing. Zero. It's all evil. And because the black, and not most. Not all, but most have not been corrected. They are out of control and getting worse. Black entitlement needs to end right now. I'm warning you and warning you and warning you, but do what you want. Watch this from the Daily Mail. Shocking video captured the moment two violent customers savagely attacked their waitress over a $50 bill at a Chicago Mexican restaurant. Watch this.
New tonight at 10, a waitress attacked and beaten at a Pilsen restaurant by two female customers who then took off. It was all captured on surveillance video. This happened on Sunday at El Taco Azteca in Pilsen. NBC5's JC Navarrete with reaction tonight.
Una rabia? I feel rage, primarily because something like this has never happened before. And for it to be over a $50 bill just doesn't make any sense. A merciless beating caught on camera, all stemming from a dispute over the check. Before fists flew, a disgruntled customer went behind the bar and dunked the waitress's phone into a bucket after she was told she would not be getting a refund. The restaurant alleges both customers had finished most of their takeout order when they demanded a refund. That same customer then takes her frustrations out on the restaurant. She starts making a mess of the place. Employees tell me the waitress began to call 911, escalating the situation into an all-out melee. The beating continued for about 2 minutes, where both women were seen stomping, punching, and kicking the waitress.
Amazing. I don't care what y'all say. Not all. But black people are evil. And they have no love, no respect. Not only for whites and Mexicans. Oh, they have none for themselves and none for each other. Black people treat each other as bad as they treat other races or people. Don't think it's just happening to you. That is pure evil. I don't care what it was. That was evil. And the blacks don't care at all. They feel entitled to do that. And I blame white people. And I blame the parents. But I blame white people for not standing up to the blacks years ago. 70 years ago, they should have just said no to the blacks. No, I'm not putting up with this. I'm not your problem. No, you can't go to my school. No, you can't live in my community. No, you can't bring your mess to my neighborhood. All they had to do was say no. And it wouldn't have gotten to this. The waitress suffered a broken pinky and bruises across her body. The restaurant manager shared a message for the women responsible. Watch this from NBC Chicago.
I came in, and when I heard what was going on, I was able to pull off one of her attackers. When we finally got them separated, one of them turned to me and started swinging.
We're keeping that waitress identity anonymous here tonight. We can tell you, though, she is recovering, but she did suffer a broken pinky, bruises on her head and cuts on her face, as well as bruised ribs. Tonight, the restaurant is calling on Chicago police to find those responsible.
And tonight, Martha is not mincing words. She has a message for those responsible. I want them to know, we're going to find you, whatever it takes. I'm putting everything I have into this. I have no doubt about it. We're going to find you. JC Navarrete, NBC 5 News.
Amazing, huh? Blacks are very violent people. They're very violent. They have zero love. And it starts in the home. Their mothers and grandmothers have created this because the fathers have not been there to stop it. Because the fathers have been recreated in the mother's image, too. They have nothing but hate. And then they go out into the world, and the government and the so-called representative leaders tell them, it's not your fault. It's racism. It's the white man. It's somebody else's fault. It's the Mexican's fault. And as a result, black people do not get along with anyone, nobody. If you doubt me, move into their community and start a business or something. You'll see. It wasn't always this way. It has become this way over the last 70 to 80 years. Black people at one time, for the most part, was a noble people. That's gone now. What a mess. 888-77, that's evil, folks. And that is going to get worse and not better because now you have DEI. Every time, look what happened to that white boy in our Texas that was killed by a black boy at a track meet. They got a GoFundMe page for that boy, for the guy that was accused of killing. I don't know who would name Austin James. I don't know what you're doing. Killing Austin. Metcalf. For the black guy that was killed, and they said he admitted to doing it, they created a GoFundMe play, and he's being treated like a hero. It can only get worse. And it will, and it is. Is it Shiloh? Let me go ask Derek. I'll be right back. What? Shiloh from Canada. Shiloh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing, bro?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, man. So I'm just continuing my birthday tradition, giving you a call on my birthday because that's all I can do. And, yeah, there was just something that crossed my mind yesterday. My son was running around the house playing, and I was relaxing, and I thought, man, one job that got me to this point, it was a very immoral job, right? Hello?
What's an immoral job? When is your birthday? Yeah, so, your birthday today?
Yes, today's my birthday.
Oh, man. Shout out.
Yeah, man. I'm 35 today.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah,
on.
So basically I worked I don't want to give too much away, but basically I worked in a gambling facility, and I was exposed to a lot of nasty stuff, man. Human trafficking, drug dealing, all kinds of stuff.
So you were trafficking people?
No, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't, but I was contributing. I was contributing to that because I used to manage the facility, and I would see people who had, you know, gambling addictions, and the only reason I took this job was because I was working in restaurants, and a recruiter contacted me.
Hold on, Shiloh, hold on, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. Don't forget to support us on social media. Like, follow, subscribe, and comments and all that stuff. Y'all know what to do, right? We're on rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. You got to know how to rumble. And cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. And Jesse Lee Peterson on X. Good morning, X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Check it out. And check out my books. They are amazing. They're just mama mia, From Rage to Responsibility. Look, I was very young when I wrote that book. So getting old is a mess. It ain't pretty. For Rage to Responsibility and Scam, my second book, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And if ever they exploited them, they're doing it now even more so. And then the 7 Guaranteed Steps, the Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. A little small pocket guide, ladies, men, and women, you can carry it around with you. 7 little steps. If you do them, you cannot fail. But you got to do them. Not just read them and talk about them. You got to be doers and not just hearers. And last but not least, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And you saw what's happened at that restaurant in Chicago. According to a report, those black people didn't want to pay the bills, $50. They felt like they have a right to destroy the people in business. If you don't want to pay it, first of all, you shouldn't be there if you're not going to pay it, but just walk out. Why do you think that you have a right to destroy somebody's business? Black people are a mess. A mess. Very angry and very dangerous. The victimhood the antidote. We'll show you how to deal with that, how to overcome anger. And I will sign them. And the coffee and everything is there, too. Punchy's Coffee. Every dime of Punchy's Coffee goes back to the organization to help us, to help others. So thank you. RebuildingTheMan.com/store, I think. Is that right?
RebuildingTheMan.com/store, yep.
And then JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Correct.
So both places. JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go back to the busy phones. Shiloh, so thank you for holding out of Canada. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so like I was saying, I worked in a very immoral job. You know, it had a lot of trafficking, violent criminals. And yeah, I would manage. I wasn't trafficking people. I'm not P. Diddy or anything. But I would manage the actual gambling facility.
Oh, so and when they brought the people in to sell, you would just register them and keep track of the money and stuff?
No, man. You get to know people. For instance, there's a guy, he used to drive me insane. He would park in the disabled spot. He'll take two spots. He was black. And I would tell him this all the time. And then we became friends. He'll tell me what he was all about, like how he'll sell drugs. And one day I was watching the news, and he had been murdered. He had been shot because he laced drugs with filler. I don't know in all the terminology or whatever, but I saw his face saying that he had been shot and killed in his apartment. So, you know, these were the kinds of people that I was around. But more so, with gambling, it destroys people's lives. People would complain and say, oh, I'm gambling all my rent money and all this stuff. And I don't know, obviously you don't know, but in Canada, you cannot tell someone, a customer, that you have a gambling problem. Unless they say to you, I have a gambling problem, you can't do anything about it.
So right? If you're working at a gambling casino as a worker, and someone comes in and you see that they have a problem gambling, you can't say... Yeah. You have a gambling problem?
No, we're not allowed to.
Well,
they have to
of
tell
course,
us.
You shouldn't be allowed to say that if you're working at a gambling place. You don't want to tell a gambling person you have a problem.
But the
company trying to make money, man. What the?
I get that, but you know that's not right. Like, you know what I mean? We were exploiting these people. That's
but it
my
wasn't
point.
Your fault. It's not the company's fault that they go in there.
Okay, and that's what my question is there something wrong, like contributing to that kind of thing? For instance, if I worked for Planned Parenthood, maybe I'm just doing human resources, but I'm part of an organization that's responsible for the deaths of many babies, right? That's basically what my question is to you.
But Planned Parenthood is not responsible for the death of babies. The women who goes in there to have the abortion are responsible for that.
Okay, so
now,
right,
no
that,
one
that,
in Planned Parenthood is not going out loading them up and handcuffing them and making them go to an abortion clinic. They're going there because they want to do that. You can't blame Planned Parenthood for that. That's the problem of the adult, him or herself, that does that.
Okay, it's just because people, you go to church. I don't work there anymore, but when I would go to church, people would ask me, oh, what do you do? And I would tell them, where I work. And they'll be like, oh, my gosh, they'll start judging you or making little comments like, oh, I better keep my money away from you.
Do you give them the finger when they do that?
No, I would just listen to it. And it just made me think, like, I have so much. I'm able to. My wife is able to stay home, raise my son, and
so let me ask you this: because of time, do you blame yourself for working at a casino and the people coming in and they are addicted to gambling? Do you blame the company or you blame yourself for that?
We don't help, but yeah, it's not our fault. I don't blame myself. No.
And what do you mean you don't help?
Because we are there. Right?
Who are there?
Like if you have an issue eating chocolate, and you go to the grocery store, there's a bunch of chocolate. Like you're gonna get the chocolate. If the chocolate wasn't there, you're not gonna.
But it's not. It's not the store owner or the worker's fault that you come there buy all the chocolate.
Well, perfect. Well, you answered my question perfectly, and. Before I leave, I
am
just
I wrong
shout out.
About that?
Oh, sorry. No, you're not wrong. I'm agreeing with you, Jesse.
So,
goodness,
do you see that you were not wrong when you worked at the casino? You just there had a job earning a living.
Yes. I get that. And I thought the same way, Jesse.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see your opinion because people do judge me. They say, oh, you know, how can you do that? And things like that. But for me, it was just a job. Like, someone would tell me their problems. And I'd be like, oh, my gosh, we need to do the drop. Let's get this guy out of here, like in my head. And I'll just listen to their problems. But people do judge me and they say, oh, you have all this because you exploited people. So I just wanted to see, is something wrong with me? Because I personally don't really care. It's just business.
Yeah.
But, people make these comments.
No, the people that judge you are jealous that you have more money than them.
Ah, That makes sense.
Yeah. That's all it is, is jealousy. Otherwise, they wouldn't have an opinion about it either way. They would neither judge nor agree. It would be your job. It has nothing to do with them. And they would be like, oh, okay.
Cool. But, yeah, anyway, I just want to say shout-out to you guys. And same with DLive, like Misty, Kid Combo, and Games.
I don't know all the folks.
Okay, and one other thing. You told me, last time I called you, I told you about my son. You told me to make more babies.
Yes.
And I just want to say that, yes, I have a second child coming up in August. So I took your advice, and I'm making more babies.
Right on, man. It's a boy?
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't do that creepy stuff of finding the gender out
right
beforehand.
On.
That's weird to me, yeah.
So your
we'll
first,
find out the day.
Your first child, boy or girl?
It was a boy.
Alpha male.
Yeah, man. I was so proud. I was jumping. The nurses were looking at me like, what's wrong with this guy? I was jumping for joy. And I thought about you. I'm like, wow, I'm not a beta. Because I've called
right.
a few times, and you called me beta. So this proves I'm not.
Real
and,
man
yeah.
mate, boys first.
Yeah, man. Thanks for all the things you do. You know how you have a weekly challenge on Sunday sometimes?
Yes.
I would like to have a challenge for you.
What?
I would like you to go 1 week without race baiting.
What's a race baiting?
I just
want to
see.
What is it?
You know, just you know what I mean. You have there's plenty of content. I understand blacks in U.S. they commit a lot of crimes, but you can report it. But you don't have to say all this stuff like, oh, they're so nasty and you know, just be nice to the black because I'm black too, by the way.
You black?
And, you know, so yes, Jesse. Every time you ask, you're always surprised that I'm black. I know I sound like a white guy. But
yeah,
yeah I'm
you
black.
Sound either Mexican or white.
My wife's Mexican.
Oh,
but yeah,
rest my case.
But yeah, just be nice to the blacks. Just for 1 week, you know, take a deep breath.
What do you want me to
just
say?
Be nice. You know, you don't have to say all this stuff like, oh, they're
okay,
evil. And
so I show yeah. where these, according to the story, these two black women went into the Mexican cafe. They bought, I guess, a takeout meal or whatever they did. And the bill was $50. And according to the story, instead of just paying the bill, they started to destroy the people's property. And they fought with the waitress and all that. Is that good or evil?
Yeah, that's evil, but it has nothing to do with
them. And was that done by black women?
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with them being black. Because you go on and you say, black people are this, black people are that.
I said
like
they're evil. I just said
it was
the color.
Yeah, but Jesse, you know what you do. You've been doing this long enough. And, you know, like, just be nice to the blacks. They're trying their darndest.
But I love the blacks. I'm trying to point them back to the right way.
I know. You got to be sweet. I love my wife. Sometimes she goes off and off. And, you know, you got to be sweet. You got to say, hey, honey, did you really need to freak out? I could go off and say, oh, women are evil. You know, your God is Satan and all that. I could do that and make things worse. But I say, you know what, honey, just take it easy. It's not a big deal. I'll get the laundry done.
You say I get the laundry done?
Yeah, you know, her belly's getting big, and our laundry machine is in the basement. You know, it's like, okay, dear.
Oh, my God. What a beta.
Let me finish listening to Jesse Lee, and I'll get the laundry done. You don't need to freak out.
What?
The video only has 2 minutes. Anyway, man, I love calling you.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
Have a wonderful day, and, yeah, your staff is doing amazing.
Yeah. Happy birthday again, man.
Thanks, bro.
Right on. All right. Amazing. 888-7753-773. 888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Let me go to Trey. Out of Philly, a first-time caller out of Trey, out of Pennsylvania. Trey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse, for having me on. Happy Monday. It's a good morning to be on the show. How are you doing?
All is well. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Hey, so I have a question for you today about love. I was looking for some answers.
What love got to do? got to do with it.
That's right. yeah, so my question for you today, Jesse, is I'm like a really big family guy. I'm 23 years old. I had a couple companies now. I got a lawn care business at the moment. And I've been in quite a few relationships, probably eight or nine serious relationships now in my time. But they never really worked out. They all kind of went south in different ways. You know, it's not like one thing went wrong the same way each time, but they're all kind of just didn't work out. So I want to ask you, is that really just a thing that you need God before you get into a relationship? Because I don't have like a super solid relationship with God first. So can you find love without having God beforehand?
Not
my
at
question,
all.
Or
no.
Okay.
You never, ever, 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 but never will you find the right woman until you put what's right first. You must first seek the truth along with nothing else or nobody else. You must seek what's right, and then the truth will take care of you, and the truth will add unto you what you should have. And if it meant having a woman, it will add it unto you, and it'll be the right woman. Otherwise, okay, you will always pick the wrong woman because you have made that woman your God. You put that first.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. That's a great answer. I kind of had an inkling that that would be kind of the way to go with it. But then my question from there would be is how do I build up my relationship with God? Because I've never been one to be like go to church and like attend with the community sermon and all that type of stuff. I'm more of like a personal relationship with God type of thing. So how do you work on building that?
By getting to know you, to know yourself, to pay attention to what's happening inside of you. Pay attention to thoughts and emotions, the up and down emotions and your fears and your doubts and your worries. Watch that. Go and forgive your mother and your father. God will forgive you, and he will bring you back home to him, and you will be one with the Father. But you gotta live from within.
Live from within. That's good to hear that. So I gotta direct my attention inward.
100%, and it will blow your mind. And also, you gotta stop identify with thoughts and feelings. None of those thoughts and none of those feelings are of God. They're all evil. They're not you, and they're not God. So you got to stop identifying with that so that you can only identify with the truth instead of the illusion of your thoughts and feelings.
Now, I've heard you say that before, Jesse, that thoughts are evil or they'll lead you away from God.
Yes.
My question is, can't you ever do any thinking that'll bring you toward God or closer with God? Is that possible?
Yes.
Okay.
When you stop thinking, when you overcome all your ideas, your plans about God and about you and about life, then you will, when you stop thinking, that's when you will know God. But as long as you're thinking about God and thinking about the truth, you will never know God. You will only think about it, and all thoughts are lies. In God, there is no thinking. It's just living.
No, that's perfect. That's the answer I needed. Thank you. Because that really illuminates, like, a lot for me. Because, like, that's really the thing. I've been trying to, like, think my way to get there, like, to have a relationship with God. But I see you got to, like, stop thinking. And then what's left is like, how you get there with the relationship with God.
When you overcome thoughts and emotions by not calling them you, not reacting to them, be aware of them. It's God who allows you to be aware of the false self, the ego self, and it's also God who brings you back home to him. And it's nothing like what you can imagine. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I have tried to. You could probably hear in my voice that not exactly. It was actually her birthday yesterday, Sunday on Easter. I did speak with her
but only over text. I couldn't even bear to call her. I've had some difficulties in my life with my family.
So have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I have not.
And how about your father? Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
God, I've tried to, but he's kind of a abusive alcoholic. So, I try to forgive him, but the things I forgive him for, you know, happen again the next day.
And so have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
No, I guess the answer is no.
And how will God forgive you and draw you into his kingdom if you don't forgive first?
I guess that's a good point. I got to forgive first.
No, that was a question.
I mean, I don't know if there is a way. That's kind of my question to you. I'm trying to help get illuminated here as like what my path forward is.
How would God forgive you when you will not forgive your mother for screwing up your life and being so evil? She couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her.
That's true.
And your father was
say that because that's true.
And your father was an alcoholic because he hated his mother, and he hated your mother, and he hated himself. He couldn't help you trying to find peace. He loved you. He just didn't know how to overcome them, so he didn't know how to deal with life. Your father loved you.
I mean, I love him. I try to do the best I can.
You don't love your father because if you loved your father, you would forgive your father.
You're right about that. How can I forgive him?
By realizing just like you can't help yourself, you're very emotional, you have fear, you have doubt, you have worries, you're not sure about things, you live in the past or the future, you can't help yourself. Likewise, your father and mother cannot help themselves. That spirit you have came from your mother. And so if you can understand you, it will help you to understand them. If you realize you can't help yourself, it'll cause you to realize they can help themselves, and you will forgive them, and then God will forgive you and change your heart from anger to love.
I would love that. That would be great.
Then go and forgive your mother. Shake in your boot and forgive your mother and be done with her.
Okay. I'm going to make a plan to do that, Jesse. I'm going to do that.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will. I'll call you back. Thank you, sir.
All right,
you have a good day.
You too. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Lin Yen Chin says 98% of us are aggressive, but it's only 80% of us who lack impulse control to the point that murder is plausible intent, and maybe one quarter of them who manifest it as action. So it's a 1 in 5 chance. We a mess.
What a mess! Thank you. Amazing.
Lin Yen Chin says, Haik, also known as Lord Goodhair, knows the spectrum of expression that iterates as various forms of black. He knows our species more than his own, Jesse and Sister Derek. Bible thumping equals manhood lost.
Amazing. Thank you.
10 coffees from Nikki.
What now?
I just want to tell you, my boyfriend is now fully healed from his insomnia since I heard you tell the man in church with a chronic illness, stop thinking of his pain. When I told the truth to my boyfriend, the spirit left him so deep. His body shook as the spirit left. God's grace is incredible. Thank you again.
Wow, that's amazing. I wish him well. Thank you.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Amazing. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Hate news and not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. Amazon.com/stores and get Punchy's coffee.
They say that Israel had professional failures that resulted in some deadly killing. What a mess. And by the way, rest in peace to Fatima Hassouna, a war photographer woman who died at the tender age of 26 amid some of these Israel strikes in Gaza. And Kilmar, Armando, Abrego Garcia, they're still talking about that guy, that illegal alien, alleged MS-13 gang member. And they're also talking about the ongoing drama between Harvard and America. Harvard is against America. Trump wants to bring them back into the fold, and they don't want to come. Trump raised $239 million for his inauguration, they're saying, and that beat his prior record of $107 million. Meanwhile, like Joe Biden and Barack Obama, they raised like piddly $50, $60 million for their lame inaugurations. What a mess. And the Naval Academy Library, there have been some book removals of dumb liberal SJW black females and stuff. And there's a whole lot of hot air about that. Terrible. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, April 21st, AD 2025. Everybody loves Mondays and the females, if you love anybody. And there is one line open. You can call in right now during Fake News on Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls and hopefully the rest of the Super Chats and more great stories. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports that it seems that it wasn't the only time that Pete Hegseth shared that supposedly secret information on that Signal app. Pete Hegseth reportedly created a second Signal group chat during his confirmation hearing and continued to use it after he was confirmed. He allegedly shared some of that those same sensitive details, they're calling it, about the Houthi attack, the Houthi airstrike, in the second group chat, which contained at least 12 people, including his wife Jennifer, who's a former Fox News producer, his brother Phil, and lawyer Tom Parlator. So claim three people familiar with the chat to call me nonsense. And Israel, the Israeli military now says professional failures led to the deadly March 23rd attack on so-called first responders in southern Gaza. An ambulance crew, a supposed ambulance crew in Rafah, disappeared that day, prompting the dispatch of a convoy of emergency vehicles. The fate of those emergency workers would remain a mystery for over a week until rescue teams were allowed into the area and discovered a mass grave containing the bodies of the 15 so-called first responders and their crushed emergency vehicles. The Israeli Defense Forces originally claimed the convoy was moving suspiciously without headlights or flashing lights toward Israeli troops and that members of the emergency teams were militants. But a video found one of the bodies showed the convoy's lights were on, their vehicles clearly marked, and the rescuers were wearing reflective emergency responder uniforms when the Israeli troops opened fire. The latest Israeli probe identified several failures during that incident, as well as breaches of orders and a failure to report fully what happened. Don't know. People trying to cover their rears, if you will. Perhaps. Hard to know what the truth really is, though. And Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, that Maryland man they are still trying to call him, who was supposedly mistakenly deported to El Salvador. I call it rightly deported. And detained in the country's notorious Seacott prison. He's been moved to another detention center. That Democrat male senator Chris Van Hollen met with Abrego Garcia last week and said he was traumatized by his incarceration. Oh, come on. He said he was not afraid of the other prisoners in his immediate cell, but he was traumatized by being at Seacott and fearful of many prisoners on the cell blocks who called out to him and taunted him in various ways, the Maryland Democrat told reporters after landing back in the United States, so he claimed. Although the Supreme Court said Trump administration must facilitate his return. So far, they have refused to do so. They're just going to send him back out. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. Good morning. Happy Easter, day after Easter. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, I don't have one right now. What the? And if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I have one for you tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, you can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. You can podcast, but you can be listening anywhere you go. On your iPhone, iPad, no matter what you're doing. If you're black and you didn't want to pay the $50 bill, why are you beating up the owner, the waitress of the restaurant and destroying their property? You can be watching to the show. I mean, you can be listening to the show. On your iPhone, iPad, and podcast later. You can podcast the show by calling the listen line on your iPhone, iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, though we take all calls, every Monday is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing, huh? 888-7753-773. I have three questions, maybe four. Number one, what is it that the Pope does? What does he do? The Pope is dead. May his soul rest in peace. But what does the Pope do? All I ever see him doing is riding around in a glass carriage or whatever you call that thing and shaking people's hands and putting his hand on people. But what does the Pope do, and is he necessary? Really, I really want to know. I do want to know, and are there books hidden under the Vatican building that can help us Is all that true? What does the Pope do? And my second question, was this woman wrong for using the Nicaragua word? Nicaragua. There's a country called Nicaragua, right, Nick?
Correct. That is a country, I heard you just say.
What is it called?
Yeah, Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
That's exactly what I heard you say.
Was this woman wrong for using the word Nicaragua in her conversation with this woman? I just want to know. Really. I really just want to know. I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on me? I want to know, is she wrong? This is from KTVU, Fox 2, San Francisco. A viral video showing a woman repeatedly using the Nicaragua slur against a black woman in California has sparked a hate crime investigation. They call it a racial slur. I call it a Nicaragua slur. Watch this from Fox 2 out of San Francisco.
Well, Alex, this video is shocking. This woman repeatedly uses the N-word while being recorded on a cell phone. Now, Pinal police have launched an investigation, but I have learned that this is not the woman's first brush with the law.
Now, where you at, bitch? You got up.
This video of a woman in a car repeatedly using the N-word in Pinal has gone viral. The argument between the two women happened in this public parking lot in downtown Pinal on Sunday afternoon. Pinal police officers responded to the scene and spoke to both women. In a statement, Pinal police said in part, due to the nature of the verbal exchange between the involved parties, the incident has been classified as a hate incident and is currently under investigation by the department's Criminal Investigation Bureau.
This is really disheartening. We're living in some very trying times.
Felicia Carr of Fairfield reposted the video on her social media and helped identify the woman using the slurs.
With the tensions that's going on and racism is at an all-time high right now, and just it was just so much racism, just blatant disrespect. It was sad to see.
Nobody liked the blacks. I told you, nobody can get along with the blacks. No race liked the black people. And those who are pretending are liberals who are using the blacks. It's not like they like the blacks. They're using the blacks. In their anger, they take advantage of the black for personal gain. Indian, it looked like an Indian woman, using the Nicaragua word on his phone. And they call it a hate crime. How is that a hate crime? Two female arguing. It's an angry problem. Is she wrong for using the word? Really, I really want to know. Two females fighting. I wonder what would the black woman call her, if she would call it or anything. Can you imagine this video, two females arguing, made news? Think about that. The mother of the woman under investigation says she has been crying nonstop. And the mayor of Pinal condemned the woman's use of a racial slur. Watch this from Fox 2 out of San Francisco.
I spoke to the mother of the woman now under investigation. She did not want to go on camera, but told me she's sad and has been crying constantly after learning about the video a day earlier. I have learned the woman accused of using the racial slurs has a pending criminal case, charged with repeatedly stealing from Ulta Beauty in Concord. The manager of a nearby restaurant in Pinal tells me the woman had been a customer, laughing by herself. He says she's no longer welcome there. It's not clear what led up to the disagreement caught on video.
It does not matter. It does not matter at all. No matter what the contents is, she was out of line. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what transpired before, she was out of line.
Seeing the footage, I'm disturbed. I'm outraged.
Cameron Sasai is mayor of Pinal.
The use of racial slurs, everything from these racist anti-black rhetoric, is not welcome anywhere, but especially condemned in the city of Pinal.
It's not a nice word to use, and it should never be used. She should definitely be educated on it.
little beta mare. What a beta. Boo! All you that were against the blacks, everybody protected the blacks except the blacks. Was she wrong? What do you think about that? Am I wrong? I'm trying to be all that I can be. Whoa, 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 whoa. What do you think about that situation? What do you think about that situation? Really, I want to know. I do want to know. How come you can call white people anything you want to call them and it's not a hate crime? Really, why is that? And Letitia James, the black female that went after the great white hope but lost. What do you think about her situation? God said, when you judge, you shall be judged. What you're doing to others, you're really doing it to yourself. Isn't that amazing? That's so deep that it makes you want to slap your mama. Don't slap your mama. I said it makes you want to. Because it's so deep. I want you to pay attention to yourself, and you got to watch that when you're judging other people, you're burning. Inside, you're not happy. You're on fire. You're burning. You're miserable. Even with your fake grin about it, you're still miserable. So Letitia James going after the great white hope for misuse of property or whatever they accuse him of. Now, what she has done to Trump, according to this report, is being done to her. She brought it on herself. You bring your own misery upon yourself. You can't blame anybody. As an adult, as children, different story. But as an adult, you, men and women, no matter what color, how much money, where you live, what or nothing, you bring your own misery upon yourself. X. The Daily Caller visited the home that New York Attorney General Letitia James listed as her principal residence, only to find that she doesn't actually live there. Watch this from the Daily Caller.
Hi there. I'm a reporter with the Daily Caller News Foundation.
Goodbye. You're trespassing. You're trespassing. My kids are out here.
I understand. We mean no trouble. We're just curious who the occupants of the home are.
Don't
because
worry
there's
about who's occupants. That's none of your business.
Well, there are connections to
okay,
New York Attorney General Letitia
that
James.
That doesn't matter. You're trespassing.
Are you related to Letitia James?
Do you know her?
You're trespassing. No. Go in the house.
Do you know
you're
Letitia James? Okay. No comment. Thank
don't
you, ma'am.
Don't come up to my house no more.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a good one.
Be well. Be well.
So Letitia James is under fire for that. And the kid is like, no, no. Go back in the house. Shut up. What the? Keep the kids away. So be careful for what you do to others. You're doing it to yourself. You may not realize at the time, and then you wonder, why me, Lord? Why, Lord? Why, George, Lord? What you do to others, you're doing it to yourself. Lacey is the first time caller out of Wisconsin. Lacey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
All is well, Lacey. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored and enjoying this morning being able to catch your show because you truly bring the truth and it's lacking. It's a famine for the truth. So I appreciate it when I hear it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I wanted to, I do have a question that's directly tied to the second question that you had asked about if the young lady was incorrect for saying the Nigarachi term.
Yeah.
She was,
Nigarara.
I'm sorry. The ninjas. Nigarara. Yeah. And so she was not. We call, that is our number one term for describing our friends. What's up, niggas? I'm Nigarara. talking about the dirtiest people, that low down dirty nigga ain't nothing, nigga rah rah ain't nothing but. I mean, we as a black community use that term in so many broad aspects.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's political. It's the political politicization. Whatever, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That word within the black community. See, the black community, you know, they want nice things. They want nice things because they see the white community has modeled nice things. And yeah. That's one of the questions that I was going to bring into it was originally was, have you seen Thomas Sowell's work about the free black mentality versus the slave mentality?
Oh, yeah. And Thomas Sowell does amazing work. And yeah. It's unfortunate that people like Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams, and those guys, they're not known in the black community as they should be because they've been called Uncle Tom and sellout. And instead, exactly. They have put Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan, all those people in the black
junk
community.
Food.
And yeah, it's just so unfortunate.
And it has so much to do with what we're seeing now because the mindset. Because why is it that the black community has a problem? There's a demographic of the black community that has a problem with the black community. There's a part of the black community don't want to hang with the black community, but Chris Rock said it best. He said it's we know that it's some niggerahs in us, and then it's some upstanders. I say it's the Huxtables versus the niggerahs, okay? Because
right.
It's some people, they know the value in education. They know the value in moral structure. They know the value in having a family unit, having a father in the home. And they strive towards that. And they call the Uncle Toms. They call wrong. But then at the same time, they'll beat you over the head to take what you got from having the moral standards and having all those things that you had to work from the foundation up to get just so they can have it because they feel like they should have it too. But they don't want to work for it.
So let me ask, because of time here, Lacey, what is it going to take? No. You're doing fine. What is it going to take to turn the blacks around? Will they ever turn around or will they only get worse?
It's only going to get worse because really this is all Bible. Everything we've seen is the Bible unfolding. He talked about the wheat and the tares. He said that there were going to be children of God planted in the earth. And he said an enemy is going to come and plant tares amongst the wheat. And he said that those tares were the children of the wicked one. And someone said, all these people, these are all God's children. No, they ain't, baby.
Right, that's right.
Some of these are the demons walking around in flesh.
Yeah.
And we can see them in operation. And the Bible said it's going to be worse. And when you think about the wheat and the tares having to grow together, what's happening underneath with the root system? It's entangling. It's ensnaring. It's choking. It's wrapping itself around the truth because it needs to choke it out to survive. It has to choke out the truth. But he said, let them grow up together. And when the harvest comes, when judgment comes, then you're going to take the tares away from the wheat. Because if you take them out before, the damage that's going to be done to the wheat is going to be insurmountable. So his wisdom said, let them grow up together. And then at the harvest time, we're going to pull them all up and we're going to take them weeds right up out of the tares. And he said that the harvest was the end of time. And so if you think about a harvest, you think about all those days, however long it took for them seeds to grow up. That's all they knew. That's all they knew was the wheat and the tares. So your family could be a tare and you a wheat. Because it's a soul thing. It's not a blood thing. It's not about the flesh and the blood. So your coworker, people in your church, people all around you could be tares.
Yeah.
You got to know if you're the light. You got to know if you're the wheat. Because it's going to get dark. Them weeds going to tangle even more. The warfare is going to go. And it's not. And even now, you saying, is it the black community? The white community got the same problem. It's just a little bit more silent. Every demographic got this because every demographic got this wicked bent to it. There is an evil that everybody knows has declined humanity This is why everything else is falling. The economy is falling because humanity declined. The quality of humanity, the quality of our morals has declined.
A mess.
And we're going so far left, everything that our hand touches, we've made the world. So if we decline, the world is going to decline.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse because there is, and this is why it's the Bible. It's the Bible because he said this has to come. It's going to be great tribulation. The third seal is worldwide economic collapse.
Amazing.
100% inflation.
Lacey, because of time, I got to run, but I absolutely appreciate your call. And you stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. And thank you for your work. Continue to cry loud and spare not. You be having me hollering. I just holler out of the house listening to you sometimes. So keep up the work, sir.
I will. God bless. I appreciate your support. Thank you. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ron, a first-time caller out of California. Ron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, JLP. This is my first time calling in, as you said. And, you know, I'm from the Bay Area here in California. So if you want to know some, insight on that kind of stuff, I don't mind telling you.
It's a mess up there, man. I'm familiar with it. It's a mess up there. Do you think that that female Kevin, what's that woman, Kamala Harris, going to run for governor?
You know, I think she probably is because she's that narcissistic. But she's a joke. Anyone who can get on her knees to forward her political career, she doesn't need to be where she's at.
But if she run in California, she going to win.
Oh, she probably will because we have two areas in this state that mess it up, the San Francisco Bay Area and the Los Angeles area.
Yeah.
The rest of the state is red.
I hope I'm wrong, and I may be wrong, but I hope I'm wrong. But
oh, I do too. You know, I want to see a change.
Yeah.
I want to talk about a few things you've brought up you want answers to. Well, first, you know, what does the Pope do?
Are you Catholic?
You know, no, I'm not Catholic at all.
Oh,
but
I want to know.
My grandparents were Catholic.
Oh, okay.
And I know they look at the Pope as like, that's their figurehead.
And what does he do, though? What does the Pope do?
Well, what I'm seeing, what he really does, he's used as a political tool. That's what I'm seeing. And with this last Pope that passed away, I'll never rest in peace to anyone who supports the LGBT. That's like the most evil force that's in our world right now. And anyone who supports that, may they burn in hell.
So you don't know exactly what kind of work he does, right? What's his purpose?
Oh, not like per se exactly what this guy does.
Right.
But he is used as a figurehead. He's out there in the public. We know that the Vatican and all these files, you know, well, conspiracy theory, quote there. But, you know, all these files they have at the Vatican that they're hiding from people. Because there's a lot of dirty stuff down there that has answers to a lot of questions.
Well, I heard that there are a lot of, and I don't know, I have no idea, because I really don't know a lot about Catholic religion, but I did hear that under the basement there of the church in Rome, apparently they have a lot of old books from way back when and a lot of interesting books that they need to be hiding under there. Thank you, Ron. I absolutely appreciate it. Thank you. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Stop the Cap says, I'm going to answer that question real quick from the caller you asked. How are you related to the blacks by blood? I realize you never know who you are related to by blood. You say you're only related to the Peterson and Scott family. I can say the same about mine, but I recently found out I share DNA with lots of black people that I do not know, even some in L.A.
Nice. I got some white family members too because I have blue eyes, and so that has to be coming from the white. And I have a cleft lip. When I was a kid, the doctor told me that it was because I had white blood. Did you know that? Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you just, I've heard you say that.
They say you have a clump. I'm like, why do I have a clump palate? They're like, you have white blood in you. I'm like, what? No, I have the white man disease. What the?
He might have, Stop the Cap might have mentioned Louisiana instead of L.A. I'm not sure which one he means. Thank you, Stop the Cap.
I appreciate it.
Nico Prim, now a member, monthly supporter on the buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Thank you. Amazing.
He says, amazing.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Depressed toilet, three coffees.
Depressed toilet? What the?
Yo, Jesse, I agree with the black woman. I take the same amount of caution around blacks like I do with pitfalls. Never trust them. You'll live longer. Ain't trying to be funny.
That is so, I understand it, and I clearly understand, but it's so unfortunate because prior to 70, 80 years ago, black people were not this way. This is so crazy to see how they devolve from good to evil, and they have no love, they have no self-respect, they respect no one, not even themselves and others. It's so unfortunate they've been used in that way, and started with the so-called civil rights movement. The civil rights movement was the worst thing other than abortion that ever happened to the black. They brought black people to their knees. And it's so unfortunate. Thank you.
Stop the Cap with another coffee in Derek's voice. This is the JLP show. Up next, we got your favorite R&B jazz hits right here on The Quiet Storm. Sit back and relax while I calm you down with my voice. Laughing faces with tears sideways.
That's Derek's voice?
That's my best attempt at Derek's voice.
My producer?
It's my 60% attempt.
My producer?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Very smooth.
Thank you.
William bought our coffee. The first temple, this is last week's biblical question.
What was the first temple God made?
Adam. The body is a temple, says William.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday in the fellowship. Check it out, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, Lord Goodhair, apply context filter to prioritize time-sensitive super chats. If my super chat is a day plus old, just drop it to save time, though I will cry. Get Derek or another woman to scan/prioritize, says Lin Yen Chin. Terrible.
What? No. Thank you.
Eros 93, love the show, Jesse. God bless and happy Easter.
Thank you for your support. Happy Easter to you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Madi says, happy Friday, guys. Have a safe Easter. Much love.
Happy Easter to you, too, and thank you. Did those donuts come from Sion?
I assume so.
Did you check?
I think I might have seen Sion's name there.
Make sure so I can tell Sion we got the donuts. They came right now, Sion. I think they told me you sent some of us some donuts. I can't wait. Really? Thank you, Sion.
Mouth is watering.
Sion sent us a big box of donuts. I can smell them all in the studio.
That's right.
What the? Thank you, Sion.
Julie, 50-year-old female here. I would be questioned about not taking water to Pilates, and I would say, I think I can survive 1 hour without water.
That's right. That's right. Amazing. Good for you. Amazing. Thank you.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Aaron G, is the JLP theme song available to listen to on streaming or otherwise? I believe so.
Yes.
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin, that basic black should have been honest. He should have said, ma'am, you know my kin are violent and insane. Please let me hide here on your property while I evade violence from my own kind. I blat. Referring to the guy who was standing around the old lady's porch.
Oh, that's right.
Waiting for his Uber ride.
Oh, that's right. Yes. He was so nasty with that lady.
Yeah.
What do you say about the one we played right now with a woman? She appeared to be saying niggerara. 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 Niggerara.
People get mad.
Yeah.
Got to cut them some slack.
I can't believe that made news.
Yeah.
Two females arguing. They weren't even fighting. They were just arguing. And that made news.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
It's fun to talk about. Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, bought two coffees. Derek's wrong. Christianity sanctified former pagan holidays by adding the real meaning, Jesus, without cutting out the childlike elements from before. That's why we can believe in God, but also Santa. Like Santa, the Easter Bunny has been put in its right orientation, pointing towards Jesus. Love y'all. Four hearts.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thanks for your support. Love you, too. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest on the other side of this break, guys.
Amazing. When I come back, your phone calls and Super Chats. Back in a moment.
The treasure chest is open on
D-Live. Oh, yeah. What's that?
The treasure chest is now open on
D-Live.
Nice.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And then from 9 to 11, after Hake, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. And at 2 p.m., a brand new episode a Punchy TV. Watch this.
First things first. Six women went into space for 11 minutes.
Taking up space! Woo!
Wow, look at the blue line.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
Wow.
I hate everything about it.
It's one thing to go to space, but why you gotta hate men?
I know. Carmel Anthony, another officer at the scene, described Anthony as crying hysterically.
When he's crying, he's lying. So often, blacks will just lie.
I say this without a shred of excitement or even anger necessarily.
What?
No!
What is that? What the? Without anger, what did he say? Punch it TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time. All right. And then for personal shout out, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement, no matter what the shout out is, I'll do it for you. Myself. I'll do it. Whatever the occasion is. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I'm going to go to first time caller, Thomas. Out of Arizona. Thomas, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
Is it Tomas or Thomas?
Yeah, Tomas.
Tomas, welcome to the show.
All right, man. Glad to be on your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, I've been listening to I've been listening to your show, man. You know what? A lot of the, like, mostly everything that you talk about is always true. About the fallen state of people.
Yeah.
And you know, in scripture, because I know you're well-rounded in scriptures, you know, it says in the book of Thessalonians that because we have not, we, meaning as the whole, have not, we have not received the truth that God will send a strong delusion to believe a lie.
Yep.
And I think a lot of these people nowadays, you know, they're living in this delusion, a delusional world, And the only way for them to, you know, the only answer and the only way out, you know, is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But because without his spirit, there's no way that they're going to turn from being in a fallen state. Wouldn't you agree?
100%, man.
That's right.
And there is a way out, but you got to want it, and you got to welcome the truth in you to come inside of you. And then you have to drop that anger. You must forgive.
That's right. That's right.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Oh, yeah, years ago.
So what did she say when you went and forgave her?
So when I made amends and forgave everybody for all the bad things that I did, because I came a long way also. I got a good testimony, but once I made my amends and I started forgiving everybody, that's when my personal healing started. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To where I started healing, and then what happened after that is the Lord started working on me, but I had to do that first. You're absolutely right.
And so how did she react when you went to her and forgave her?
My mom, she didn't feel like she did anything wrong.
What the? Amazing. Well, but you're right about that, man. Forgiveness, you got to forgive first.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and then she did the best she could from what she was taught, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Because you can't give what you don't have, right? And if your family doesn't give you love, then there's no way that the parents could show the kids love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
Amazing. You're right about that, man.
That's right.
What a mess!
Yeah, man. So I just wanted to say what's up, Jesse, man. I appreciate you, what you're doing.
Right on. Thank you, Tomas. I appreciate your call, man.
No problem, man. Yep.
All right. Call me again, all right?
All right.
All right, yep. Bud. He's right. Amazing. Cindy, a first-time caller out of Virginia. Cindy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. This is a white woman who has fallen in love with you.
She's white. I love white people.
Hey, I wanted to make a comment about the N-word.
Okay.
I have never understood. I looked it up. It means ignorance. So my question to all, why are we connecting it to one race? We all have ignorance. So the thing is, and why is our black community accepting that as a term connected to them?
Yeah.
They don't have to be ignorant. They don't have to accept that word. And that's what I have to say about that.
That's a very good point. Very good point.
Yeah, I find it very funny that we've made that a race word where it's for all humans. We are all ignorant.
Yep.
So that's one thing. And I've been listening to your show, and I'm not going to say what show sent me to you, but I hear you. And you're talking about when you're talking to young people and people who feel lost or haven't forgiven their parents.
Yes.
You're talking about generational curse. You realize that?
Well, I know that if the parents are angry, the children will be too, and that it will be passed down generation after generation. That's what that has happened to the blacks. They're very angry, and they have been encouraged to be angry over the last 70 to 80 years, and that's been passed down from generation to generation.
It has, and it's in the Bible. And the thing is that when these young men or young women who call into you and they want to know why it's important to forgive their parents, is because with the connection to generational curse, if you don't pray and ask for forgiveness of your sins, and your parents have sins, they have to ask forgiveness for their sins, this continual will, the snowball will continue throughout your life. So what you're saying is correct. You do need to forgive. You do need to ask for forgiveness as well, and that curse will stop.
Well, you don't ask for forgiveness, but you need to realize that you're wrong for hating, for being angry. And God,
right.
And then when you apologize for that, God will forgive you. Did you forgive your mother?
I did. And my mother was diagnosed as a covert narcissist. And believe it or not, she went into a counseling session with me thinking she was going to help me. And she ended up getting diagnosed. And so the thing is, from what I've heard from other Christian counselors, that's demonic. A narcissist is demonic.
100%. Absolutely.
And the thing is that.
What did she say when you told her you were sorry for hating her for what she'd done to you?
We both said it in the counseling section, session to each other, but hers didn't feel genuine. It did not feel genuine. It felt like she was doing it so she could get a check mark from the counselor. That's right. What it felt like.
And you were still able to forgive her and overcome it?
Yes, I've forgiven her, and I've tried to attempt to talk to her. And
no, forget about her.
Yeah, I know, but see, this is the thing, too. If I do talk to her, I have to talk to her like she's an acquaintance. I can't tell her anything personal about my life.
Nice.
Yeah, because you can't do that with a narcissist.
And how about your father? You forgave your father for not protecting you from her?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, I've forgiven my father.
And what did he say when you went to him?
Well, I had to forgive him after he passed.
Oh, okay.
But there was something that I did for him that I honored, that he asked me to do for him before he passed, and I did do it in honor and to show that I did forgive him.
Right on. Amazing. Yeah. Well, I appreciate your call, Cindy, because of time. Call me again. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too, and do what you do, man.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Right now. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat. Oh,
Stop the Cap says, actually, when Jesus... indeed. When Jesus said, "Why have you forsaken me?" He was quoting Psalms as a testament to fulfilling the prophecy. Plus, when God turned his back on Jesus, at that very moment, Jesus held the weight of everyone's sin. He became the very embodiment of sin itself.
Amazing. Thank you.
These people... says, a temple being a place of worship, all creation is for his worship. God's creation is the first temple.
Thank you. Amazing.
Eli Jaw with a diamond. Don't make the black kids angry.
That's right. What's our friend name?
The late, great Colin Flaherty.
May his soul rest in peace. He was amazing. Don't make the black girl angry. Something like that. Right?
Black kids.
Black kids angry. Amazing. Thank you. May his soul rest in peace. He was amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Elijah, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Super Dave, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew from Friday. And
thank you all.
Anthony on Cash App. Females, don't be foolish on Female Moon Day.
Thank you. Amazing.
Tachos gave a subscription on Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble, as did Pastor Chatelet. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all. Amazing. I appreciate your support.
Mark says, for everyone to see and know how good is changing their lives daily, see the light, chase the light. Thanks, Bond.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Raul.
It's amazing how in the light. It's amazing. Thank you.
Raul says, what the, !
What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Peter 80. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing. Happy Easter for everybody and their mama.
And they mama if you're black. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Mari. Thank you, Peter 80. Mari says, good morning, everyone. Hope all is well and happy Sunday and Easter. Much love. Amazing.
Thank you. Happy Easter and Monday to you as well.
Aardvark Mac on X says, yep, Jesse from Ireland.
Hey, Jesse from Ireland. Amazing.
Nice. Mark says, just to say happy Easter and Jesus overcame death to show us the way.
Thank you, Mark.
David, two coffees. Jesse, I have to ask.
Ask!
What is wrong with Jason in Buffalo, New York? He's probably drunk as a bastard. Laughing face, tears.
He's drunk as a bastard. Amazing. Thank you.
Calvin, on the biblical question, what was the first temple God built?
Last week.
Yeah. The first temple was
the first temple God made.
Yeah. The garden. Usually the temple was seen to be where God dwelled. You have to remember the garden after Adam and Eve sinned. They heard the sound of God walking through the garden before they hid.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mari.
We responded to that yesterday in the biblical, meeting. Fellowship. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Thank you.
A different Mari says, Jesse, is it harder to stay present when you're smoking pot?
Yeah. What the?
Not Archangel.
Pot and present don't mix. That's for right. Sure.
Not Archangel Gabriel, the Pope. He dead. While on the topic, I always have to ask.
He dead.
Ask.
Ask.
Jesse, if there's any use of a Pope, or if it's all for the thrill of it, all for the thrill of it, it's quite fitting he died on the day after Easter, almost like Jesus rising is what the world should be focusing on for renewal. Rest in peace, Francis.
I think that it's just for the thrill, because I can't figure out what the Pope does. Do you know what the Pope does?
Nope.
Me either.
Give speeches.
And that's it. What the purpose of a Pope? Amazing. Thank you.
Steven says, God bless on Cash App.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Samuel says, gave up sex unless for making babies.
There you go. Stay with it.
Anthony, it's not that the earth is so big, but we are so small.
There you go. And it's round. Thank you.
Walmartavius, the Catholic Church is such a mess, I wouldn't be surprised if they make Big Mama Michelle the new pope.
I would not. Wouldn't it be something that they come, the next pope is female? They're making everything else female. Why not make the pope female? Hello, Miss Pope.
Sooner or later.
I know. It's all right.
I know.
But I would not be surprised if the next female is pope.
If they don't loot and burn down the Vatican beforehand. Touched and Jam says, can I get an old school Montgomery beta?
Beta!
Nice.
Don't be a beta, man.
Three coffees from Jermaine. Hi, Jess and crew. When Jesus went into the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights, was it more of a spiritual reference to the mind and thoughts rather than just a physical event? He fasted, not just from food, but thoughts, the noise of the world, so he could experience fully what we go through on earth.
Well, he definitely went within to know the Father's will. That's for sure. Now, whatever happened, I don't know.
And the devil tempted him.
Right.
But
just as we have to go through if we want to be free. You got to go within and know. You got to die from the ego. So he definitely went within. And you want to add to that?
He said the devil is a voice in the mind using thoughts to pull us away from God into the flesh. So maybe the wilderness is more than just a place. A battle of the spirit versus the mind, and Jesus won.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jermaine.
Yeah, nice.
I had to keep it pithy. Pablo, very generous. I got deported. Amazing. LOL. Just kidding. Wanted to support.
I was about to say, Pablo, I'm on my way. We're going to come get you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Burrville, USA. Huge fan. Love the show. Fire emojis for the 219.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you for your support. And I really appreciate y'all helping us to help others. Thank you. Without me having to ask, too. Thank you.
Tristan, after Easter dinner with family, I blocked everyone.
Block, block, block. The young lady was at the fellowship yesterday. She still didn't block. But she's working with it. She's working on it.
Yeah.
That's for sure. You can also donate to my nonprofit by going to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Thank you.
Eric, three coffees. The masculine and feminine are opposites that depend on each other. Femininity is virtue. Masculinity is strength. When virtuous women don't exist, men become weak, says Eric.
How's that?
By way of their mamas.
I don't quite understand that part, but thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Walmart Tavius, back in my day, astronauts got there because they were the best of the best. Now you can just pay a few million and trip on some acid while doing it.
Winter pain. What the? I got to stop there.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you all.
Let me go quickly to David out of Virginia. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, man. Hey, yo, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'm out of Virginia, yep. I just, I have a question, man. I called, I don't know, it's probably been a couple years ago. And, kind of learned how to forgive my parents, you know, and, my mama, my daddy. But, when I called, my mom was still alive. My dad, you know, he done passed away, he died. And just since then, my mama, you know, she done passed away too. And she said, she's dead. And, when I did call her, you know, after all that, but it's like I was almost in a silent prayer before I even found you, man. But, you know, I just want to know, you know, do I forgive them? You know, they go about, they're not on the earth no more. And do I forgive them in prayer? Do I forgive them in silent prayer? Do I say it out loud?
Well, you forgive them by realizing, not that they're dead, you forgive them since you can't go to them, by realizing yes, that they could not help themselves. Your mother could not help herself. She had no love, and she had become like her mother, and her mother like her mother. So what your mother did to you, she could not help herself. And it, just like you can't help yourself. And when you realize that, David, God will forgive you, and your father, too. Forgive him. He couldn't help himself. God will forgive you and give you perfect peace.
So I just realize it?
Yes.
And just keep with the silent prayer?
Yes.
Man, okay, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you doing the prayer every morning and night?
I rest throughout the day. I find myself, I do it in the mornings, evenings. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Because there's times I got to hide and get away so nobody sees what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, just I'm in a situation that, and you know, it's almost like I was in a silent prayer before I even knew what it was.
Absolutely. Well, just do it, stay with it, and stop calling yourself the feelings and the thoughts that you have. Don't say, I'm lonely, I'm depressed, I'm this, and stop calling it you. They're not you, so you can stop identifying with it, all right?
All right, Jesse.
I wish you well, David.
Hey, I wish you well too, Jesse, and I appreciate it. And I had one more quick question.
Okay.
Why are we here? Is it because of Jesus? Jesus Christ, is that the reason why we're here?
No, you're here so God can create love through you. God wants you to overcome that fallen state, and he's going to create love through you so his love can go through you to other people. He creates love through us.
Okay.
So that's why you're here.
So you had a funeral and you hear somebody say we're here because Jesus, and I mean, what? That's just a crock?
Yeah.
Is that okay to say that?
They can say it, but they don't know what they're talking about.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Jesse, man, I appreciate you, buddy.
All right, thank you,
buddy. I appreciate you, your staff, everybody, man.
Right on. You stay with it, all right?
I will, Jesse, and we'll be talking again. And y'all have a cheerful day, bro.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 88, I'm out of time. Super chat. Maybe we get in one or two more.
Super chat.
Lin Yen Chin says, you know the phrase, you're being hot-headed? speaks to having higher states of cognitive entropy. The short-tempered and we Negro are always in high entropy of mind, only generating a disorder, a disjointed stream of consciousness.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pardon my reading, Lin Yanchen.
Yeah.
Anthony.
See ya. Pay for the donuts again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm, delicious.
Thank you, dear.
Anthony True, 53 miles plus secret archives under the Vatican.
Really?
Documents, letters, records span 12 centuries, says Anthony.
I'm about to go over there and visit that there Vatican. Thank you.
Lin Yanchen says Jesse's routine meditation, which his cognitive entropy tells us isn't meditation, is indeed method to mitigating cognitive entropy.
It's observation. You don't want to meditate. You want to observate. You want to watch. Be the watcher. Sit at the gate and watch. Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yanchen. Nazulium, one coffee. One diamond. The Pope is no longer ticked.
May the Pope rest in peace. What the?
That's right. Santino, have you submitted to yourself? Possible BQ?
I'll smoke on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Santino.
Yeah.
Kilo Alpha Tango, Hake, what did you do to your hair? I don't know. I washed it.
What's wrong with it?
I'm not sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kilo Alpha Tango.
Don't be bearded, be better.
That's right. It's a
amazing
Bond t-shirt.
Thank you.
And he bought a coffee. Morning, Jesse and crew. The symbol behind them on your video is the same symbol on the badge they wore on their uniforms. I think this is the ladies who went to space. When you turn the symbol upside down, it is the shape and sign of the Baphomet. This launch was a devilish mess.
Oh, with those females. What the? They went to Magic Mountain. Thank you.
Sion, Jesse, you notice no matter how so-called educated, not all but most black Americans still somewhat ghetto. They just get with a different race when they get money. Poor black women get left behind. When we're there for him when he ain't got no money. Tongue sticking out with cash and money.
Thank you, Sia. And again, thank you for the donut. I appreciate that, too. Amazing.
Anthony says, no, not wrong. Blacks are hypocrites with the N-word.
He also says,
it was an argument between two people. Leave it at that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm out of time.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all so much. Hate is coming up now. And then Joel Friday and the American Anchor Baby. And at 2 p.m. Punch'n TV. Thank you all for your support, your super chat. We will finish those tomorrow. First thing, Rick out of Hampton. Mitt out of Australia. Steven out of Tennessee. And somebody just calling in now. I'm out of time. Have a good day. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay on that straight and narrow. It works. Take care. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all of our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.